Today's daf is Pesachim daf Pei Hei. We are holding on the bottom of daf Pei Dalarim Beis, not all the way at the bottom, but close to the bottom of daf Pei Dalarim Beis. We were discussing yesterday the 8 different ways of understanding the machlokas that we had in the Brisa on the bottom of Pei Dalarim Aleph about why it is or how we know that the Isra Ve'etzem Losish Bruvo does not apply to a carbon that is Tame. So is it from the Pasuk of meaning how do I know that the Isra Shur Etzem doesn't apply to a carbon that it's tummy? Is it because of the word vo, ve'etzem l'sishbu bo, b'kash v'lo pasul? Or is it that the Torah juxtaposes the mitzvah sachila with the yisr of shviras etzem? So we darshan that whatever is included in the mitzvah of achilas carbon is included in the mitzvah of shviras etzem, in the yisr of shviras etzem, but whatever is not included in the mitzvah of achila is not included in shviras etzem. So we had 8 different approaches as to what the machlokas is about, whether you darshan from one pasuk or from the other pasuk. And now we're going to have a brisa that's going to show that it's going to support 4 of those 8 different opinions. And so then we're going to have machlokas amoraim, where the issue to break the bone of a korban pesach applies even when there's less than a kazayis of basar at the place where you're going to break the bone. And then the gemara is going to ask whether touching korban pesach that left the borders of Yerushalayim makes a person's hands tameh, just like touching noser makes your hands tameh. And then just before the mishnah, the gemara is going to give some details about the issue of removing Korban Pesach from one group and bringing it to another group. And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to teach the halacha of a carbon that went outside the normal boundaries and defines where we draw the boundaries of where the carbon is not allowed to go. So really it's 2 topics. It's Shviras Etzem and Psul Yotzei. There's the issue of breaking a bone, and that we're going to discuss for half of the daf, and then the other half of the daf is going to be about Psul Yotzei, the Psul of bringing a carbon outside of a certain area where it's not allowed to go. But first we have this brisa, Tanya Ka'arba'a Minayhu, the last medium-sized line on Pei Dalet Amud Beis. So we had 8 different approaches to how to understand the machlokas. We have a brisa that supports 4 out of these 8 approaches. To Tanya, we have a brisa as follows. Rebbe Yomer, Bebayis Echad Yochel, Ve'etzel Nosish Rubo, Ala Kashru Chayaveinu Chayav Ala Pasul. A person is only chayav for breaking a bone on a kashru carbon pesach. He is not chayav for breaking a bone on a pasul carbon pesach. Haisalo shasa kosher v'nifsal v'shasa chila ein bo mishum shviras etzem. If it had a shasa kosher, it was once a kosher carbon, and then by the time you got around to eating it, it became pasul. So then there is no iser of breaking a bone. Yesh bo shira chila, yesh bo mishum shviras etzem, ein bo shira chila, ein bo mishum shviras etzem. If there is a shira chila, if there's enough. Basar front on the carbon to eat, so then there's an Isra of Shira Setzem. If there's no Shira Achila, then there is no Isra of Shira Setzem. Haro'il HaMizbeach, Ein Bo Mishum Shira Setzem. The part that gets brought on the Mizbeach and does not get eaten, the fatty tail, which remember that was one of the approaches, that's what they're arguing about. They're arguing about the Aliyah of the a Keves that's brought as a carbon. So the tail that gets brought on the Mizbeach, Ein Bo Mishum Shira Setzem, Rabbi says, B'shas Achila, Yesh Bo Mishum Shira Setzem. Shelo b'shas achila ein bo mishum shviras etzem. Only at the time of the achila there is an iser of shviras etzem. When it's not the time of the achila, there's no iser of shviras etzem. So those 4 different statements correspond to 4 out of the 8 approaches that we have in terms of what Shitas Rebbe is, what he's trying to highlight when he says that the Isser is darshan from the pasuk of Bebayis Echad Yochel Ve'etzem L'sish Rubo, where we say Kol Roi L'Achila Yesh Mishum Shviras Etzem, and whatever is not Roi L'Achila is Ein Bo Mishum Shviras Etzem. So period, that's the Brisa that tells us 4 out of the 8 approaches from yesterday. Now new issue, Itmar. Ever she'en lov kazayis basar b'makom zeh, v'yesh lov kazayis basar b'makom acher. What if the limb does not have a kazayis basar in one spot on that limb, but in a different spot on the limb it does have a kazayis basar? Rabbi Yochanan amar yesh bo mishum shviras etzem. Rabbi Yochanan says you can't even cut it where it does not have a kazayis basar, in a spot that there is not a kazayis of basar. Rabbi Shimon lachash amar, Ein bo mishum shviras etzem. Yes, you can cut it. There's no iser of shviras etzem. You can cut it in a spot that it's clear of any basar, even though it may have basar in other spots. So says Gemara Esivei, the Gemara is going to ask, two kashas on Reish Lakish. So again, Reish Lakish was the one who said that the Isser does not apply, that you're allowed to break it where it doesn't have any meat on the bones. So two kashas Gemara is going to ask on Reish Lakish. Number one, Eisver, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, asked Rabbi Shimon Lakish as follows, Ve'etzem l'sish rubo, Echad etzem sheish lov kazayis basar, Ve'echad etzem she'eno lov kazayis basar. The Torah says you're not allowed to break a bone in a Korban Pesach, and we darshan whether it has a kazayis basar or it does not have a kazayis basar, the Isser is going to apply. So my ain't love kazayis basar. What does it mean? Even if it doesn't have a kazayis of basar, the Isser is going to apply. Ile medena love kazayis basar klal. It can't mean that it has no kazayis basar at all anywhere on it, because then am I yesh from mishum shira setzem? Why would there be an Isser of shira setzem if there's no basar at all? Ela lav hachi kamer. What it must be telling me is echad etzem sheish love kazayis basar bimakom zeh. Whether it has a kazayis basar on the spot where you're going to be breaking it, or whether it doesn't have a kazayis basar on the spot where you're going to be breaking it, but it does have a kazayis basar somewhere else, so it's still the Isser is going to apply. So that's the kasha Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish had said that as long as in the spot where you're breaking it there is no kazayis basar, you're allowed to break it. The Isser will not apply. So says the Gemara Amalei, lo, hachikam, Reish Lakish will say, no, you're reading it wrong. This is what it means to say. Echad etzem sheish lov kazayis basar mibachutz, ve'echad etzem she'ein lov kazayis basar mibachutz, v'yesh lov kazayis basar mibifnim b'makom shvira. What it means to say is that the Isser of shvira setzem applies whether it has a kazayis basar or doesn't have a kazayis basar, means whether it has a kazayis basar outside the bone or whether it doesn't have a kazayis basar outside the bone, rather it has it inside the bone. It has it in the marrow. But if there's no kazayis basar whatsoever, then for sure there's not going to be an Isser of Shviras Etzem. That is how Reish Lakish will defend himself. And the Gemara is going to say, we have a Braisa that seems to say just like this. The following Vahatanya is going to be Benichusa. Before we see the Braisa that supports it, though, Rashi points out that when we say that if there's no kazayis basar mibachutz, but it has a kazayis basar mibifnim, obviously we're talking about moach, we're talking about the marrow inside the bone, and that has the same din as the basar. And what we're saying is that if there's a kazayis of marrow, then the Isser is still going to apply. The Rambam's lashon is a little confusing, though. The Rambam in the 10th parak of Hilchos Korban Pesach Halacha Gimel writes, "Ein chayavim ella al shviras etzem sheyesh alav kazayis basar o sheyesh bo moach." That a person is only chayiv if there's a kazayis basar outside, or there's moach inside. L'chara, what he should have said, or there's a kezayis of moach inside. He didn't use the word kezayis when he described the moach. He only used the word kezayis when he describes the basar. So the Ragachavar in Safnas Paneach says, from the fact that the Rambam only uses kezayis when he describes the basar outside, sounds like the Rambam holds that moach doesn't need to have a kezayis in order to be subject to the Isser of Shviras Etzem. And the Ragachavar said, it's mistaver that moach would not need, you wouldn't need the same shear of moach as you would for basar, because the Gemara in Chulin has an expression about the moach, that the moach mibifnim is mala arucha mibachutz, that what causes the flesh on the outside of the bone to thrive and to grow is the moach on the inside of the bone. So since the moach is so chashav, it's a gorem of all the other flesh, so if a regular flesh has a shear of a kazayis, moach would even be bepachos mikazayis. So, but the question is, how did the Rambam read the Gemara then? Right? What did Reish Lakish say? That when we say whether it has a kazayis or it doesn't have a kazayis, so it means whether it has a kazayis mibachutz or it doesn't have a kazayis mibachutz, rather it has kazayis basar mibifnim. So how could the Rambam do away with that line, that there's a kazayis basar mibifnim? So you have to say, the way the Rambam read the Gemara is that bifnim doesn't mean moach. Bifnim must mean something else, in some hidden spot in between bones or something like that. It must not mean moach, because moach would not need a kazayis basar. If the Ragachavar is reading the Rambam correctly, then that would be how the Rambam would have to read this Gemara. So it says in Rav Atanya, we have a braisa that supports this idea of Reish Lakish, that you're only going to be chayiv when there is a kazayis basar on that spot, but the kazayis basar could be in the moach as well. Let's go with the pasuk pshat, in the moach as well. It doesn't have to be only on the outside of the bone. V'atanya ve'etzem lo sish brubo, echad etzem sheyesh bo moach, ve'echad etzem she'in bo moach. whether it's a bone that has marrow or not, there's an isser of shira satzem umani mekayim vachlas a basar b'layla zeh b'basar shal gabei atzem. Oh wait, well, b'basar shabatoch atzem. What about the mitzvahs achila? Is that only on the flesh that's outside the bone, or is that even on the flesh that's inside the bone? Umani mekayim b'atzem l'sish rubo b'atzem she'en b'moach al b'atzem she'esh b'moach shover v'yochel. And maybe if there's a mitzvah achila on the marrow that's inside the bone, so the isser of breaking a bone would only be if there's no marrow in it. But if there's marrow in it, you would be allowed to break it, because if you have a mitzvah to eat it, so then you would be allowed to break it. Val tatama, and don't wonder, wait a second, how can you just do away with the isser of breaking a bone just to enable you to eat what's inside of it? We should say a very simple rule. Asay is dochalos asay. So the mitzvah asay of eating the marrow inside the bone should be dochalos asay of breaking the bone. When the Torah goes out of its way by Pesach Sheni to tell me etzem liyish rubo, shein tamalomer sharek var nemer kikol chukas a Pesach yasu oso. I don't need to be told all of the details of the surim of Korban Pesach again by Pesach Sheni. It already says kikol chukas a Pesach yasu oso. You should do Pesach Sheni exactly like you do Pesach Rishon. So why does it have to tell me again an isur of shvira setza by Pesach Sheni? Ah, Savi Omer, Echretzim Sheish Bamach, Echretzim Shein Bamach. That's coming to teach me that the issur of breaking a bone applies whether there's moach inside of it or whether there's no moach inside of it. And therefore we see that you don't break a bone even to access the moach, because that the issur of Shiras Etzim applies all the way through. And that's the raya to Reish Lakish, that we see that Reish Lakish, who asked Shiras Etzim, that has moach inside of it, we don't apply say, so that's supported by this brisa. Shagasarye is mochiach from our discussion over here that the mitzvah of achilas Pesach is not only on a kazayis of the Korban Pesach; it must be on the entire, on every last bit of meat of the Korban Pesach. Because if you were to say that the mitzvah of achilas Pesach is only on a kazayis of the Korban Pesach, it's a strange question to ask. Why don't we say, maybe we should say asay docha los asay, that the mitzvah asay of eating the moach is docha the los asay of shiras etzem? What do you mean? Eat a kazayis of other meat, and then you already get your mitzvah saseh, and then you won't have any mitzvah saseh to find the moach and eat the moach. So it says Shagas Aryeh, it must be that there's a mitzvah to eat every last bit of the meat of the Korban Pesach, and therefore there still is a mitzvah saseh that's going to be docha the lo saseh. The Minchas Chinuch, however, says that no, the mitzvah of achilas Korban Pesach, the mitzvah of achilas all kachim is only because Zayis. The fact that we eat the rest of the meat is only to avoid the isser of nosar. There is no mitzvah sachila on all the rest of the meat. There's no mitzvah sasei. It's just to avoid nosar. What does he do with our Gemara? The Gemara says, maybe you should say we should break the bone that has moach because the mitzvah sasei of achila. He says, what if you have a lot of people registered on your Korban Pesach and there's only enough for everybody to get a kazayis, if somebody's getting moach? So that's the case. So for that guy, it's a mitzvah sasei. And the same is true with other kachim. That with other kachim, if you have a lot of people together, each person has a mitzvah tita kazayis. So yeah, you're only going to get each person a kazayis if you access the moach. Now we've mentioned many times the mahalich, the Beis Halevi, in terms of understanding the mitzvah of achilas kachim versus the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, where he understands that the mitzvah of achilas Korban Pesach is a mitzvah b'kazayis. That's a normal mitzvah sachila, where you have a mitzvah to eat the proper shear, to do it b'derech achila, not achila gasa, etc. The mitzvah of achilas shar kachim, the way the Beis Halevi writes, is not a mitzvah of achila per se, it's a mitzvah sheyehei ne'echal, that the korban get eaten, that it be taken care of, that it be consumed through eating, but not that there's a mitzvah to do a maisa achila. Nafkamina would be that by shar kachim you don't need to eat a kazayis. Everyone could have just a very tiny bit, and as long as you have enough people that everyone that between them all they consume it all, so that would be a fulfillment of the mitzvah. So how would the Beis Halevi understand our Gemara? So the Brisker Rav points out, Beis Halevi's grandson, he points out that the mitzvah of achilas Pesach clearly is on a kezayis and no more. That's the nature of the mitzvah of achilas Pesach. The mitzvah of achilas kachim is not even a mitzvah, not even achilas kezayis. Meaning, the whole discussion shagasayim minchas chinuch is the mitzvah to eat only kezayis, or is the mitzvah to eat every last bit? Says the Brisker of no. By achilas kachim, there's no mitzvah to even eat a kezayis. Forget about every last bit. You don't even need to eat a kezayis. There's no mitzvah of achilas kezayis. There's a mitzvah that it should all get eaten, but there's no mitzvah to do a maisa achila on anything by other kachim, only by Karban Pesach. So when the Gemara over here says that the mitzvah of achilas kachim should be docha the lav, it's because by Karban Pesach there's a mitzvah of achilas kachim aside from the mitzvah of achilas Pesach. So we're saying that the mitzvah sheyehenechal should be docha the lav, not a maisa achila. So it doesn't matter how many people you have registered, even if you have 1,000 people, no one's going to get a kezayis. Still, that element, even if no one's going to get the mitzvah of achilas Karban Pesach, no one's going to be able to eat a kezayis. Still, that element of the kachim, because Karban Pesach has tzvei dinim, it has the din of Karban Pesach, plus it has the din of kachim. So we're asking, b'toras the din of kachim in Karban Pesach, that mitzvah should be docha the lav. B'toras the din of Karban Pesach, just eat a kezayis of basa from a different part of the Karban, and you'll be fine. You don't need to get the malach. But b'toras the din sheyehei nechal, you need to track down every last bit of meat and be able to eat it. So the Brisker Rav points out that Rashi seems not like this, though, because Rashi in the Gemara says that when we say the asay should be docha the los asay, Rashi says, what mitzvah asay? The mitzvah of achilas Pesach. He says, no, it's not the mitzvah of achilas Pesach. That you could be yotzei with a different kezayis. It's got to be, Brisker Rav says, it's got to be the mitzvah of achilas kachim, not the mitzvah of achilas Pesach. The other issue that Rishonim deal with over here, when we're saying that let the asay come and be docha the los asay, so in general, there's two conflicting principles that we have in Shas. There's a principle of asay dochalos. I say when you have a conflict between a mitzvah and an avera, the mitzvah wins, so you could violate the avera to do the mitzvah. Then we have another concept of mitzvah baba avera, that if a person does a mitzvah through doing an avera, that's bad. The mitzvah is no good. The mitzvah loses. The mitzvah doesn't count at all. In fact, it's only an avera. So when do we say, I say doch also say, when do we say mitzvah baba avera? They're both in cases of conflict between a mitzvah and an avera. So the Rishonim will point out that when it's be'idna, when you're going to be getting the mitzvah at the very moment that you're violating the avera, that's where we say, I say doch also say, that the mitzvah is going to win. But if you have to violate the avera first, to only later do the mitzvah, lulav hagazel in Yanad Yama, that's the makor in Shas, right? You're going to steal the lulav to later fulfill the mitzvah of lulav, so then we say it's a mitzvah baba aver. We don't say asei dochalasei. So Frek tells us over here, Dibur Maskel Kashu, he says, what are we asking over here? We should be allowed to break the bone to fulfill the mitzvah achila of the moach inside the bone. What's that? So we need a pasuk to tell me not so. But what's the havamina that you'd be allowed to break the bone? The shvira setzem is the avera. You're only doing the achila of the basar, the mitzvah achila, after you break the bone. So that's what Kasha Tosfos asks and leaves unanswered. Now in Piskei Tosfos in Masechet Zvachim, Tosfos asks this Kasha in Zvachim as well, inside Yizayinam Beis in Masechet Zvachim, a very strong Kasha. In Piskei Tosfos he says, well, when there's no possibility to do the mitzvah without violating the lav, then you don't need Be'idna. Then we would say, "Asay dochalos asay," even if they're not simultaneous. So that's where the Achronim understand what Piskei Tosfos is doing is trying to answer this kasha of Tosfos. That's why Vatzim losishbruvo is we would say, "Asay dochalos asay," to eat the moach. The eating of the moach is docha etzim losishbruvo because there's no other way to eat the moach. So the Turi Evin in Maseches Chagiga explains the Piskei Tosfos that since you can't eat the moach inside the etzim without breaking the bone, so therefore the breaking of the bone becomes the tchilas ha-mitzvah. Meaning if the only way to do the mitzvah is by breaking the bone, so breaking the bone becomes part of the mitzvah. And therefore it is bi'idna. It's not that we ignore the concept of bi'idna. No, it becomes bi'idna because that becomes a chelek of the mitzvah. Problem is, there are several sources in Shas where it seems that we don't allow this. That the Gemara Maseches Beitzah, Daf Chesam Beis, says that you're not allowed to crush up dirt on Yom Tov in order to do the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Because the mitzvah, the losase of crushing up the dirt on Yom Tov is being done before the mitzvah of Kisei. It's not Be'idna. But if you don't have dirt, the only way you're going to be able to do the mitzvah of Kisei Adam is by crushing up some dirt. So why don't we say that it becomes part of the mitzvah of Kisei and that it should be considered Be'idna? So the the Achronim explains, or Yevon explains, that when we the mitzvah of kisui could be done without crushing up dirt by using some other dirt somewhere else in the world. You just may not have access to it, so it's not that's not considered to be something that's impossible. Similarly, by cutting off tzara'as in order to be able to do the avodah of the mikdash, we say you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to cut off tzara'as in order that in order to do the avodah of the base of mikdash. But it's impossible for you to do the avodah with your tzara'as. You have to cut it off. So shouldn't that be part of the mitzvah of avodah? No, the avodah will get done if you don't do it. Someone else will do the avodah. Maybe if a person with the last coming alive. So then there would be such a din. But other than that, we assume that it's efshar to be done by somebody else. Okay, so that was all an analysis of one question the Gemara has in Reish Lakish. Now the Gemara asks a second question in Reish Lakish. Meisvei ever sheyatzu miktsaso, if a limb partially leaves Yerushalayim, a limb of the Korban Pesach partially leaves Yerushalayim, chote chad makom shemagia le'etzem, so cut through the flesh till you reach bone on the animal, v'kolef, and then peel the flesh back, ad shemagia le'perek, until you get to the joint, v'chotech, and cut it off at the joint. That's where you should cut the part that went out, that was yatzav chutz mechitzaso. Don't just chop the bone with a cleaver. Don't just break it where it is. You cut it at the joint. But v'yamr dever shein alav gzayis pasur makom zav yesh b'makom acher ein bo mishum shvirus etzem lama li dekol ifat shemigel perach v'choteich niklof beporto v'nitberei. If you hold that as long as there's no gzayis pasur on this spot where you're cutting, you're allowed to break a bone, even if there is a gzayis pasur in other parts, why would you have to peel the flesh back all the way to the joint? Just peel the flesh away from the spot where you're going to chop it, and chop it. So it's a kasha and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish held that as long as there's no kazayis basar where you're cutting, where you're going to be cutting the bone, there's no iser of shira satsim. You're allowed to break the bone. So then why do I have to peel all the flesh back off of the bone entirely? Let me just peel it off a little bit and chop it right there on the spot where there's no flesh currently. So the Gemara has two answers. Abai Yom Mishum Paka. Abai says, in a chinami, Reish Lakish would hold you're allowed to do that technically, but he's concerned that if you do that, the bone might crack in other spots as well. It might come to break even in spots where there is a kazayis of basar. Ravina Amar Bakolis. Ravina says we're talking about the thigh bone that has lots of marrow inside of it, so that it's not a possibility to break it in the middle. Wherever you're going to be breaking it, there is a kazayis of basar by definition, wherever you're going to be breaking it. Period. Tanan Hasam. We have a Mishnah. Hapigul va'andosu metaminas yadayim. If the Chacham made a gezerah, whenever you see Tumas Yadayim, you know it's a gezerah's Chacham. There's no such thing as Tumas Yadayim on a Daraisa level. On a Daraisa level, you're either Tameh or you're Tahar. You can't have your hands be Tameh and the rest of you be Tahar. So there is a Din Rabbanan that pigle, if you touch a Karban, that during the Avodah, someone was having Machshava, the Kohen was having Machshava, Ti'ira Chutz L'Zmano, or no, sir, meat that was left over beyond the Zman of Achil of the Karban, if you touch it, it makes your hands Tameh. So Rav Huna Rav Chista explained why. One says it's because of chashad kuna that we suspect that the kohanim are going to do something bad. The other one says no, it's not about doing something bad. It's about laziness that the kohanim are going to be lazy, and that's why we need to make this din. So mar masni apigul, mar masni anosar. Man de masni apigul mishum chashad kuna, uman de masni anosar mishum atzile kuna. So he says that they're not arguing with each other. They're addressing the two different gezeros. The one that says that the problem is that Kohanim are suspected of doing something bad, says that's why Pigul is Metamei Yadayim. How do you explain that? So Rashi says that we're choshesh that the Kohanim are going to be Mefagel Karbanos on purpose. They're going to make Karbanos Pigul. So we, in order to discourage them from making Karbanos Pigul, we say, yeah, if you make Karbanos Pigul and you do that Isser Kari, so making Karbanos Pigul, your hands are going to become Tamei from touching the Karbanos. And that way they're going to be discouraged from making Karbanos Pigul. And the one that says Mishamatzile Kuhuna is dealing with Nosar. That's that we're afraid that that Kohanim are going to be lazy and they're just not going to make sure that all the carbon meat gets eaten. They're going to allow it to become Nosar, where there's no Malkus for it, it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. They'll get lazy and they'll let it become Nosar. So in order to discourage them from doing that, we say, well, if you touch that Nosar, it's going to be Tameh. So you're being marbit your chances of Tumah, you're increasing your chances of Tumah when you leave something over as Nosar. So that's how we discourage them from being lazy. So Tulsus asked the obvious Kasha. Tells him Dibra Maskal Mnei. He says, if we're choshesh that these Kohanim are going to make something pigle, on purpose, right? They're going to be interested in making something pigle on purpose. So then why are they going to be discouraged by telling them that their hands are going to become tameh? That right, if it tells them mishum chashad kuna vim tomer kamokain lo yachoshu lasos petuma, they shouldn't, they're not going to worry about tuma. If they're not worried about pigle, they're obviously not going to worry about tuma. So says Tosos, yesh lomer da aflu rishoyim chamir luhu tuma, that we can't explain why certain people have a bug in their head that certain averos are really bad and they have to avoid, and certain averos that are very serious they don't think is such a big deal, right? There are people that think you know how many shilas I got about kaparas in the past few days. I think kaparas is like the biggest mitzvah in the Torah, but you know, shmirah Shabbos, whatever, you know, one way or the other it could go. Right? People sometimes get, so people when it comes to tuma and tahara, the kohanim get are very serious about it. Pigle, okay, pigle ahin, pigle ahead, they're not so serious about the pigle. You can't explain it. And he gives the example from the Gemara in Yuma. L'lamdecha shechamur alein taras kelim yoser mishvichus damim, about that horrible story the Gemara in Yuma tells and Daf Chav Gimel about the kohen who was stabbed and was killed in the Beis HaMikdash, and his father quickly said, quick, get him out before he dies, he's going to be metame the kelim, he's going to be metame everything in the Beis HaMikdash. So they were so worried about tumah, as his own son was sitting there dying on the floor, he was screaming about the tumah to tell you about messed up priorities. So that's how Tosfos understands. Dar Sameach tries to give a whole different biur, different than the Tosfos and Sanhedrin said the same thing by the Atzilei Kuna, that even though the choshei to be over the Yisr of Nosar, they're not going to be choshei to be over B'tumah, because again, it's all about what their priorities are, not what the reality of what's more chamur is. The Arsameach, though, has a different approach. The Arsameach says Chashadei Kuhuna means that not that they're going to be mefagel a carbon on purpose, but that they're going to be mefagel b'shogeg, and then they're not going to let the Bailim know that it became pigel, because they don't want the Bailim to have tainas on them. I mean, the Bailim is going to say, I spent all this money on a carbon, I bring it, and now you go ahead and you make a pigle. So they're going to be mefagel the carbon by accident, and they're not going to tell the Bailim. And therefore, they're not going to burn it until it becomes nosar, because then the Bailim will understand why you're burning it. The Bailim will say, oh, they must be burning it, because the Zman Achil is over. Now, if it were a pigle, they would burn it right away. So the Chamur goes, a pigle is metame yadayim, so that you'll burn it right away, so that they won't be metame their yadayim, so that they won't leave it around to be metame yadayim. And the same is true, says by the Atzilei Kuna, that we're talking about Nosar is something that's very common in the Azara, that happened all the time, when they couldn't eat all the Karbanos on time, all the meat of all the Karbanos on time. So Rechoshesh, that if there's a little bit of Nosar, the Kohanim are going to be lazy, and they'll say, you know, wait till we have more. We're going to have more later anyway, probably. So wait till we have more. Why start a bonfire now, just to burn a little bit? And we'll burn it all together later. So there goes there, no, Nosar's Metamei Seyadayim, so you better get rid of it right away. Don't wait until it accumulates. And that would answer Tosfos Kasha. If they're not Choshesh of Pigel b'mezid, or of Nosar, so how could they be Choshesh about Tuma? So the answer is, they are Choshesh about Pigel and Nosar b'mezid. They didn't do it b'mezid. We're talking about if they did it b'shogeg, so the Tuma is going to discourage them. But again, that is not like Rashi understands, and not like Tosfos understands, but that's how the Yosemech understands. So it says, so Mar Masni Kezayis, and Mar Masni Kebeitza. How much of the meat does the tuma apply to? Does the isra apply to? Meaning we were talking about the isra of yotze. So one says to a kazayis and one says to a kebetza. Man demasi kazayis ki isuro. The one that says that it's kazayis says it's just like the isra. Uman demasi the isra of achila, right? Uman demasi kebetza kitum aso. And the one that says that it's kebetza says that we pattern it after the din of the tuma of the carbon, and tuma is always only b'kebetza. What does it mean? Tuma is only b'kebetza. So Rashi says that the shear of tumas ochlim min haTorah is always b'kebetza, and this is a machlokas rishonim throughout Shas. What does that mean? That the shear of tumas ochlim is only b'kebetza. That only kebetza food can become tame, or only kebetza food can make other food tameh, can transmit tuma to other things. The Rambam in Tumas Ochlim, Perek Dal, L'Alach Alef, holds Minat Torah, a kol shehu of food can become tameh. When we say that Tumas Ochlim is b'kebetza, it means to transmit tuma. So Yibayilu says the Gemara Shaili. Yotzei Gozer Rabbanan Tumah Olo. We know that Rabbanan were Gozer Tumah on Pigul and on Nosar. What about Yotzei? What about Basar Vakarban that went outside of its Mechitza? Were they Gozer Tumah on that as well? Mi Amrina Nosar to Gozer Tumah Dasi Latzulebei Aval Yotzei Afuku Biyadayim Lo Mafkile Biyadayim Lo Gozer Biyar Rabbanan Tumah? Do we say, well, they were Gozer Tumah on Nosar because Nosar is a function of laziness and therefore it's going to be very common. But the psul yotzei is a function of the opposite of laziness. You have to actually pick it up and bring it somewhere in order for it to be a psul yotzei. So maybe we're not so concerned about that, and therefore they weren't gozer tumah. Maybe there should be no difference. If we're gozer on nosar, we're going to be gozer tumah siyadayim on yotzei as well. So says Gemara, two proofs. Proof number one, tashma, we bring a raya. Ever shiyotzei miktsaso, chotei chatsh megil, that's a mekoli chatsh megil in parak v'chotech. We already saw this quote from the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that's on Amud Beis of today's daf, that if you have a limb that partially leaves Yerushalayim, you cut off the flesh, peel it all the way back, and cut the bone off at the joint. V'yam gozer b'rabbanan tuma ki chatechle ma'havia kometamile. If you hold the rabbanan gozer tuma on anything that's yotzei, so it's not going to help to cut it off. It's already been metame the whole carbon, because if part of it is tame, so then it's metame the rest of the carbon along with it. So says Gemara, no, it may be tame. The part that went out might be tame. Who says it's going to be metame the rest of the carbon? Tuma starim hi v'tuma starim lo metamia. The only place where it's touching the rest of the carbon is somewhere hidden, somewhere that you can't see, that you don't have access to, the place where it's attached by its body. So that's not going to be, you can't transmit tuma b'seiser. Tuma can only be transmitted in an exposed area. And according to Ravina, who says that the food that's connected is not considered food, it's not considered a connection, rather, it's considered like it's split up into different pieces. So then it should transmit the tuma. The part that was yotzei, if it in fact is tame, should transmit the tuma to the rest of the carbon. So we have to say that depending on which shear you hold for the problem of yotzei, if you hold that the shear is a kazayis, so say that the case that the Mishnah is talking about is when less than a kazayis was yotzei. So therefore, there's not going to be any tuma to transmit. And if you hold the shear is kibetza, so less than a kibetza was yotzei, and therefore there's not going to be any tuma. So that's why it's not an issue. Tashma, second possible raya though. Hamotzi basar pesach michabura lechabura, and this is where we're going to change our discussion to move over into a discussion of bringing a Karban Pesach outside of one Chabura to another Chabura. If a person takes a Karban Pesach outside of one Chabura to another Chabura, meaning he has one group that's eating his Karban Pesach, and he takes some of the meat of that Karban Pesach and brings it to where another group is sitting, Afal Pishu Belosase Tahar. Even though it's a violation of Belosase, the Karban is still going to be Tahar. My Lav Tahar Va'asr. Doesn't Tahar mean that it's going to be Tahar, but it's Asr to do? The Yotzi Mechabura Lechabura Ki Yotzi Chutzim because bringing something out from one chabura to another chabura, it's just like bringing it out chutz mechitzaso. It's just like bringing it outside of Yerushalayim. Mifsel, and it's still going to be pasul. Va'afilu hachi katani tahar. So even though it had a psul yotzei, it went outside of its chabru, which is the same as going outside of Yerushalayim, it's still tahar. Amma lo gozer rabbanan tuma. So you see that the rabbanan were never gozer tuma on this kind of case. So it says Gemara, lo, that's not what it means. Tahar u'mutar. It means that it's tahar and it's even mutar. It doesn't mean that it's asr to do, but it's going to be tahar anyway. It means totally mutar. Diyotzi mechabura lechabura lav ki yotzi chutz mechisas adami v'lo mifsel. When part of the carbon went from one chabura to another chabura, it is not the same as the carbon leaving Yerushalayim. It does not become possible. Vakatani seifa, aye, but the seifa says ha'ocha areze belos asei. If you eat that part of the carbon that went from one chabura to another, it's a violation of belos asei. So bishlam l'man yamer. So doesn't that imply that it's possible? So bishlam l'man yamer kibetza dispe kazayis v'laspe kibetza. So if you hold the psul is a kibetza, so we must say that we're talking about a case where there's a kazayis. So enoch. It is possible if you go from one chabura to another chabura. So what's the case that we're talking about where it's going to be tahar? If it's possible, shouldn't it be tameh also if the rabbanan were gozer the tumah? He says no, the rabbanan were gozer tumah, and it is possible. It is a problem. The rabbanan were definitely gozer tumah and yotzei. The case over here where it's not going to be tameh is where it's less than a kibetza. If you hold that you need a kibetza for psul yotzei, el manyam kazayis, Michael Maimer. But if you hold that the shear is a kazayis, so then what kind of case could we be talking about? about. How could it be that there's a los hasei to eat it, so that's got to be a kezayis, and yet there's not going to be any tumah? Doesn't that tell you that Rabbanu were not gozer tumah? With the carbon Pesach, the Rabbanu would never go to Tumah if you take it outside Chutz l'mechitzah. So however you want to define it, whether outside of Yerushalayim or outside of your Chabura, there's no Tumah for such a thing. My Taima, B'nei Chabura's reason in Mitzvah Zihiri Bay. The B'nei Chabura are very careful, and there are a lot of people eating it together, and they'll make sure that no one takes it outside Chutz l'mechitzah. So there was no need for the Rabbanu to add teeth to it by being gozer tuma. They didn't need to be gozer tuma. People are anyway going to be careful not to bring a chutz l'mechitzaso. Elaki kami bayulam biyotze b'kodshim. So our whole shaila of whether Rabbanu were gozer tuma on a yotze was by a yotze of kodshim, of other korbanos, not korban pesach. My, that was the whole shaila. Teku. And on that shaila, we don't have an answer. That we leave unresolved. So it says, umotzi baser pesach mechabura lechabura minayin. How do I know that there's an iser to bring korban pesach from one chabura to another chabura? We've been discussing the tuma, and we said that we concluded there's no tuma if you bring it from one chabura to another chabura, but there's definitely an iser. So how do I know that there's an iser? Titania, the Brisa says as follows: Lotzos min habayis min habasar chutza. Pasuk says Lotzos min habayis, can't bring it outside of the house min habasar. You can't bring any of the meat outside of the house chutza, outside. So there's an extra word in that pasuk. Ain li elam mibayis libayis. I would only know you're not allowed to bring it out of the house. Michabura lechabura minayin. How do I know you're not allowed to even bring it from one chabura to another within the same house? Tamar lomar chutza. Chutzah chilasa. That's the extra word. Chutzah tells me outside of the spot where you're eating it is also an isser. You're not allowed to bring korban pesach even outside of the spot that you are eating it. Now it's an interesting lashon. The Braisa's lashon is you're not allowed to bring it mechabura lechabura. What if you bring it outside of the spot where your chabura is eating it, but you don't bring it to a place where another chabura is eating it? Is that a violation of a psul yotze? So min chaschinuch in mitzvah tezvav oz dalid, he says, well, from the lashon of the Braisa, it sounds not. It sounds only for bringing it to another chabura. He says, you look at the Rambam in the ninth parak of Hilchos Karban Pesach. The Rambam writes, "Ve'ein motzin mechabura she'ochel ba." So he has a double expression. Half of it sounds one way, half of it sounds the other way. Right? He says, the Yisr is, you're not allowed to bring it from the Chabur that you're eating it in. Sounds like wherever you're bringing it, it's going to be a problem. Doesn't matter where you're bringing it to. Then he says, but if you're Motze, then you get Malkus. So it seems like a little bit of a stira in the Rambam. So the Chinuch also says the Isser is to bring it from the Makom of the Chabura, and doesn't say Lichabura, to another Chabura. Also, the drush on the Pasuk is Chutzah. Chutzah doesn't imply that it needs to go to a different Chabura. It implies that it's got to be outside of this Chabura. So the Minchas Chinuch says that the Rambam later on, it's Muchach that the Isser is only made from one Chabura to another, even though we have all these indications that it's not that way, that it's only to take it outside of the Chabura, even if you're not bringing it to another Chabura, the Isser would be violated. The Chazon Nachum, one of the Achronim, suggests that maybe there's a chilik between the Isser of Hotzah Mibayis and Hotzah Mechabura in this regard. The Yisra of Hotzah Mibayis is learned from Lotzotzi Min Habayis. So that's even if you don't bring it to another Bayis. But he says Chutzah implies, I don't know why he thinks this, but he says Chutzah implies that you're bringing it to another Chabura. That's where we learn the Yisra from Chabura. So Mibayis, to bring it outside of the house, that's even if you don't bring it to another Bayis. But to bring it from your Chabura, it's only going to be violated if you bring it into another Chabura. Chazanish thinks that the Yisra applies no matter what. Chabura is just an expression. It means you bring it outside. That's going to be the Yisra, and that's what Chutzah means, just outside. Fine. Amar Avami, Hamotzi Basar Pesach Mechabur Lechabura Einu Chai Vatshi Yaniach. If a person takes from the meat of the Korban Pesach from one Chabura to another Chabura, he's only going to be Chayv once he puts it down. Why? Hotzah Ksiv Beke Shabbos. Because we learn it's called the Nisra of Hotzah, just like Shabbos has Nisra of Hotzah. Ma Shabbos HaDavar Akira V'Hanacha, Afachanami HaDavar Akira V'Hanacha. Just like in Hilchos Shabbos, you're only Chayiv if you do an Akira and a Hanacha. So over here also, it's Nisra of Hotzah. You're only going to be Chayiv if you do an Akira and a Hanacha. So this causes the Rishonim and Achronim to go wild. How much is it like Shabbos? So how many of the dinim of Hotzah B'Shabbos are we going to apply over here? What about Shnayim Shotziuhu? You have two people that carry it out at the same time. Are they going to be Chayiv or Potter? Minchas Chinuch predictably discusses all of these things. If you have Shnayim Shotziuhu, Minchas Chinuch discusses, what about if you pick it up from Makom that's not Dalet al Dalet? So you do an akira from makom that's less than dalal al dalal tvachim. Is that going to be chayiv with the karban pesach? I mean, Chaschinuch says very interesting. He says it really depends on why you need a makom of dalal al dalal in hilchas Shabbos. It's machlokas rishonim. Why in hilchas Shabbos you only chayiv if you pick it up from makom dalal al dalal? The sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is that it's because in the Mishkan they would put it down on a makom dalal. So what they did in the Mishkan when they were constructing the Mishkan has absolutely nothing to do with karban pesach. So that would not carry over to karban pesach. However, the shita of the Ri, quoted in Tosfos Masechta Shabbos, the shita of the Ri is that it's because the lashon of Hotsa'a implies that you're taking it out of a makom chashuv. That makom chashuv is defined as dalet al dalet. That's what the word Hotsa'a implies. Well, over here we're dashing from the word Hotsa'a, that we use the same word Hotsa'a. So then lechara would be you would need a makom dalet al dalet over here as well. So it all connects to how we understand that halach in the world of Hilchas Shabbos. Mas Rabbi Abba Mamal, Hayisov Nasan Bimotos, Harishon Yatsu Chutzachomas Hazara Vachronim Lo Yatsu, Harishon Mitam Begadim Vachronim Ein Mitam Begadim. If they're carrying it out on sticks, they're carrying out this meat. So the people who are out, and some people are outside and some people are still inside, so the people who are outside are Mitam Begadim, the people who are inside are not Mitam Begadim. Ay, Valo Nach, they're still carrying it, they didn't put it down anywhere. How can you say that you're only. It's only called being motzi chutz l'mechitza. So if you did a hanacha, so who most of the vum mefarikla binegrarin. He, the same person who asked the question answered the question. It must be that they're carrying it on sticks, but they're dragging it on the ground. So it's always in a perpetual state of hanacha. It's always resting on the ground, and that's why the people who are outside already are going to be mitam b'gadim. Good. Now we see the Mishnah that we've been quoting all daf. Ever shiyotzu miktsaso chotech hachmegil etzem v'kolei hachmegil perik v'chotech. If part of the limb of the carbon went outside of the mechitza, so you cut through the flesh till you get to bone, then peel back the flesh till you get to the joint, and then cut off the entire limb. Oba muktashin kotet b'kofet shein b'mishum shuras etzem. But by other carbonos, non-carbon pesach, just chop it because you're allowed to cut bones of another carbon, just not carbon pesach. From where the door closes, sometimes the doorway would be very wide, but let's say the doorway would be 4 feet wide, but the door itself is only 1 foot wide. So from where the door closes inside that doorway, and inside is considered inside, from where the door closes and outside is considered outside. Meaning when we have this psul yotze, how far through the doorway do you have to go till you get to the psul yotze? Hachalonos, windows, va'ove achoma, and the thickness of the wall, on top of the wall, kilifnim, that's still considered to be inside. Amar avidom rab, v'chein l'tfila, that we say the same thing when it comes to tfila. What does it mean, the same thing when it comes to tfila? Says Rashi, ha'omid mina agal filifnim mitztarif la'asara, v'omid chutz l'pesach, ein mitztarif. If you stand inside where the door closes, then you can combine to the minyan for minyan. But if you stand outside, then you can't combine to the minyan. Upligad Rabbi Shimon Levi, and this is against Rabbi Shimon Levi. Dam Rabbi Shimon Levi, afilu mechitza shel barzel, einam afsekes ben yisol laviim shvash shemayim. Then no matter how large a mechitza you have, nothing's going to stop a tefila. Nothing's going to stop between the klal yisol and the ribono shel olam. So you can be mitzarif to a minyan even when there's a big wall in between. And that's what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says. Chav Zayin Beis, someone who's passing achori beis haknesses, and he hears kol shofar, kol megillah, im kivin libo yatsa. So apparently there's a wall, right? He's walking behind the Beis HaKnesses, and nevertheless, him kivin libo yatsa. Tosus just raises the kashan, and in Gemara in Erevin it says that a mechitza is mafsik for a tziruf of a minyan, that if there's a chatzah katana that opens up into a chatzah gedola, and there are 9 people in the chatzah katana, 1 person in the chatzah gedola, so we say that since there's a mechitza between them, so they're not going to be mitzayiv to the minyan. So Tosus explains in the name of the Ri that in our sugi we're talking about where there are 10 people in the shul, so someone outside wants to be mitzayiv with them, but if there are no 10 people in one place, and there are 5 here and 5 there, then a wall in between is going to stop them from a tziruf with a minion. If you're in a different room, it's going to stop them with a tziruf with a minion. Rav Shechter points out that in shiva houses you have this a lot, because it's not set up to house a minion in one room. So a lot of times, they'll have 2 rooms that are near each other, and you'll have 8 or 9 people in one room, and another few people in the other room. And l'chara, that's a serious problem in terms of tziruf asara for a minion. Okay, it says, Mar Hagu for Kasha. The Mishnah itself seems to be self-contradictory. Amrit minagof kilufnim kilufnim ha'agav atzmo kilchutz. It says from where the door closes and inside is inside, but it sounds like the actual thickness of the door, the area of the actual thickness of the door, is considered outside. But then name a sefer menagav luchutz kilchutz ha'agav atzmo kilufnim. That outside of where the door closes is considered outside, but it sounds like the actual area where the door closes is considered inside. So which is it? Lo kasha kan b'shari azar kan b'shari Yerushalayim. A difference between the gates of the azar and the gates of Yerushalayim. Damar b'shmul barav yitzchak b'nei malon eskachu shari Yerushalayim. The gates of Yerushalayim, where the door actually closes, are not kadosh. Why not? People of Taraz who are being sent out of Yerushalayim would stand in the gateways to protect themselves from the rain and from the sun. So they wanted to include that part as outside. All of the Sharei Azara, the actual Shar became Kadosh as well. The actual area where the Shar is became Kadosh, except for Shar Nikanor. Why is Shar Nikanor not Kadosh? Because that's where the Mitzorayin had to go. As part of the Ptara process of Mitzora, they have to put their thumbs inside that gate. So that gate, they couldn't give it the Kedushas HaAzara, because the Mitzora is not allowed to go into the Azara. So that's why that gate, they weren't Mekadosh. But the rest of the gates of the Azara, they were. So that's the difference between the Mashmos and the Mishnah. When it implies that the Agav has Kedusha, that's Sharei Azara. When it implies they don't have Kedusha, that's Sharei Yerushalayim. Kachim Kalim are not allowed to go outside of Yerushalayim. Kachim are not even allowed to go outside of the Azara. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots.